30th lesson. Quality versus tabloid.
Newspapers in Britain are basically divided into two categories, the quality press and the popular or tabloid press. Tabloid refers to the size of the pages.
Each type has its own style, but the tabloids are written in such a way that one has to know the conventions.
Popular papers are concerned with eye appeal as well as content, and their pages are often filled with scantily clad girls.
This trend caused the editor of a rather conservative daily to observe, "They're full of nudes, not news."
The language is arresting. Adjectives are extravagant, huge, amazing, wonderful. And verbs are violent, slam, axe, probe.
Let's contrast the two styles by looking at separate reports of the same incident. First, from a quality paper.
A confidence trickster was jailed for a year by Birmingham Crown Court for the theft of a string of pearls valued at £8,000.
Frederick Walton, 46, was arrested during a dinner dance at the Regent Hotel in Birmingham after asking the woman he had robbed 2 years earlier to dance, apparently not recognizing her.
Mrs. Joanna Potter met Walton 2 years ago, and she entrusted him with the string of pearls after he'd told her he was a jeweller and could restring them. He disappeared immediately afterwards.
He failed to recognise Mrs. Potter at the Regent Hotel and invited her to waltz.
She later called the police. In his summing up, the judge called Walton a stupid and unpleasant man.
Clear? Now read how a tabloid paper would treat the same incident.
Quick-stepping con-man Frederick Walton waltzed into the arms of the law after robbing his glamorous partner of a pearl necklace worth £8,000.
Smooth-talker Freddie swept blonde Joanna Potter off her feet at a dance in a plush night spot 2 years ago, and shortly after the two began to tango, the 46-year-old Romeo danced off with the Stones.
But Mrs. Potter had the last laugh when he bumped into her at the same spot 2 years later.
Amazingly, the daft Don Juan didn't recognize the lover he had cheated and asked her to dance.
She agreed and then called the police, who arrested Walton in the middle of the foxtrot.
Walton, of Church Street, Birmingham, was jailed for a year.
Believe it or not, it is the same story.
Exercises.
What's the difference between nudes and news?
How old are you?
The reason for high interest rates is the huge budget deficit.
It's a 19th century watercolour valued at £25,000.
I don't trust him. He's a real smooth talker.
I would like to sum up the different arguments.
A con man cheated her out of all her savings.